We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
Gross. Mind you, I'm big person. No, no, that's Fatfly, help me.
Huh?
It's a gun. I've got a fat gun. It's a chemical reaction. I can't help it.
You eat too much.
Ah, well, of course, that's ridiculous. I mean, I suppose I'm not really overweight for a man of my size. 5'6", 50½ stone. I mean, you've got to be big to carry that.
You'll have to go in the diet.
It can't do any good. I'll go on fat. On a fire, fat, miss. Others have fatness, that's the problem. I can't go on a diet, that's asking too much. I'd give up anything rather than go on a diet.
La, la, la. Oh, how wonderful news. I've been asked to play Grand Fair Fisherman, the new jungle picture. They said the other boat was too fat, and I'm just right. So I got the part. I'm going to be a star. All those wonderful love scenes with Lolo. Mm-mm.
Quiet, William. I'm ordering my dinner. One legged leaf, a grated carrot, three lightly boiled peas, and a nut.
And they were very impressed. Said I was a natural for the part. They didn't tell me the name of the guy whose place I took. Some fat old slob built like a hippopotamus.
Harry, are you all right?
It's all right. Little raw turnip went down the wrong way.
The only snag is they said I'm just a little bit too thin for the part. I've got to build myself up a bit. Get weaving on the old fool. Get something good and solid inside me.
How about a nice plate of cement?
Guy has gone away to lose about 3 stone. I've got to fatten that man. Then they'll finally decide between us. A cinch for me. No one could lose that much weight in a couple of weeks. Can I have some more steak and kidney pudding, Andre?
Another lettuce leaf, please.
That's right. A pile of potatoes on.
Better cut that nut in half. We're mucking a man.
Obvious you haven't been dancing properly, Tony. Why do
say fond of you. Well, things are going to try. Morning, nurse.
Good morning, Mr. Jim.
Any appointments this morning?
Yes, there were two gentlemen waiting outside to see you.
Have they got bowler hats and big feet?
Yes.
Good, we're still in business.
There's two new clients, I believe.
Yeah, well, we better get things ready for them. Put the pamphlets up around the wall.
Which pamphlets?
The before and after taking Gaylord James swimming course pamphlets. You know, the ones with the pictures of Cathy O'Shea and Joyce Grenfell on them. Thank you. All right, show them in.
Gentlemen.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the Gaylord James Academy of Health and Happiness, 10 guineas, please. Well, I haven't started swimming yet. I know, but when I finish with you, you'll be so thin I might not be able to find you. So come on in, don't stand there next to each other for Pete's sake. You look like a figure 10. All right, now then. I better take a few details. First measurement. Fatty, come in. Yes? 19. Neck? 19. Chest? 49. Waist? 49. Hips? 49. Breast? 49 divided by 2. What do you want my measurements for? Well, we know the best place to take it off from. I should think half a yard all round should do you. All right, you next. Come here, skinny. Where are you?
Here I am, over here.
All right, just keep on talking. I'll find this one. All right, come here. Now then, let's get started. First of all, Fatty. Now, you've got to go on a diet. 15 calories a day, that's all you're going to be allowed.
What do I do for that?
You go to a vegetarian restaurant, order a nice big green salad, then when you get it, you sniff it 3 times and ask for the bill.
No, I'm sorry, I must eat something.
Well, there's only one way out. I shall have to put you on a course of my special reducing pills. Now, you've got the choice of 2 kinds of pills. This one here, or this one here.
That's a big one, isn't it?
Well, that's the idea.
Stick in your throat and stop the food going down. What about those little red pills?
Oh, well, of course, these are more expensive. 10 guineas a tin, these. Now, each of these pills has got a concentrated 8-course meal. Roast beef, spuds, Yorkshire, the lot. Thus, you have the advantage of being able to eat heartily and yet lose weight.
Now, that's a good idea. What about me?
You can have some as well.
What, the same one?
Certainly.
Wait a minute. This doesn't quite add up. I know I'm a bit thin. My brain a bit fuddled with alcohol, but I'm trying to gain weight, he's trying to lose it, and yet you give us the same pill?
Well, there's one difference.
What?
He grills him, you fry him.
You sure these pills will do the trick?
I never fail, never fail. I give him to Laura already once.
What happened?
Come here. Nobody knows this, but Laura used to be the fat one.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll take it.
You won't regret it. That'll be 20 guineas each, please. I'll just go up and get it for you. Nurse?
Yes, Dr. James?
Let me have a couple of tins of the 10 guinea combined reducing and putting on weight pills.
Are they the
aspirin
or the gobstoppers?
The gobstoppers, don't they?
Have they got green ones?
Oh. Well, ring them out of the chapter of the red shells.
All right, gentlemen. You can get the prescription from our receptionist on the way out. And now for the next part of the treatment, a Turkish bar.
Oh, for Tony.
Both of you.
A Turkish bath to gain weight?
Certainly, nothing like it.
How?
I use having water.
Oh, yes, of course. We can get one on our way home.
I know the little place. Oh, no.
No?
No. You have to have a special type of Turkish bath to work in conjunction with my pills. And there's only one place in London that does it. Very expensive, of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Who runs it? Abdul Ben James. Well, there's the address.
Have fun. Get out.
Goodbye. Nurse?
Yes?
Bring the car around and get my fares out. This is the place. Take his bath. That must be the attendant.
The fellow in the fez and the curly-toed slippers. So now, my good man, your barge has been recommended to us by Mr. Gaylord James.
Oh, yes, we've been expecting you.
Oh, I'll give you this, please.
Here you are, sir.
Wait a minute, I recognize Edward. He's gone. That was quick. Did you see which way he went?
There he is, tearing down the road with a copper after him.
Oh, you can see what's happened, can't you? He wants his autograph. He thinks he's Tommy Cooper.
I'm enjoying every page of it. And I want to finish it in peace. So
So if you close the door as you go out, I'd be very much relieved.
Sounds easy, thank you.
Thank you. Well, that's 7 and 6 down the drain. I was only on page 3.
Are you sure you won't ever be a pudding?
I'm 8 stone 3. Come on, the pasta.
Oh, why
it like that, you'll get a bag of balls. We're giving the part to Bill Kerr.